Good morning. A very warm welcome to everyone here this morning. It has been quite the week. VBS was incredible. It was amazing. Thank you again to all the volunteers. Thank you for all the children that came out. It was a splendid time and Jesus was made known. And that was what was most critical and important for us to be doing. So thank you for being here this morning. We want to welcome you. Any visitors here this morning? We're glad you joined us here at Little Swatara. We pray that the Lord's presence will just soak into you as we move forward in our worship service. We do want to highlight tomorrow night from 4 to 9:30. The youth are going to be at Raub's Twin Kiss. If you have never been there, they have fantastic items to eat, fantastic items of ice cream choices. So if you can find your way there tomorrow night, that would greatly support the youth. Again, between 4 and 9:30 tomorrow night. And that'll be a fundraiser for them to help with future events and different things they do as a youth group. We also want to highlight the night of music. If you enjoy music, enjoy sitting outside, especially hearing music, we're praying for a beautiful night on August 9th, 6 p.m. You may remember Danelle Kressinger. She now has a band. So the Danelle Kressinger Band will be coming here to Little Swatara on the 9th at 6 p.m. Bring a lawn chair, bring lots of friends, and it'll be an evening of music. Our own faithful men will be singing, as well as our church praise team will be playing as well. So we'd love to see everyone there on August 9th at 6 p.m. Are there other announcements you'd like to highlight this morning? Kobe's Bike and Hike is coming up quickly. We're looking forward to that time as well on the 13th of September. So mark your calendars for that special event to raise funds to help an area agency make a huge difference, as they already are doing. If there aren't any other announcements this morning, we invite you to the back of the bulletin or on the screen for our call to worship this morning. 5 loaves and 2 fish grew to feed 5,000. When all were satisfied, Jesus told the disciples to gather the leftovers so nothing was lost. In God's grace, Jesus encourages us to let go of scarcity and fear.
To live in abundance, working so everyone has enough.
What would this abundance mean today? Together, we can make this happen. The call of the God of abundance and grace calls us to give what we have in body and spirit. We invite you to rise and to welcome your neighbor here this morning. Give them a great big smile and tell them how good looking they are this morning, and then we'll enter into worship. Looking great, looking fantastic. Larry. Thank you. Beautiful singing this morning. I always enjoy hearing the praises of his people. We come together now for our joys and concerns, and you'll see in your bulletin a list of those that are placed there for you to pray throughout the week. We also want to make special note, Pete is back in the hospital, and we want to keep him in prayer for healing over an infection that he has received. And so keep Pete Sanchez in prayer for healing of an infection. And I received a message early this morning about Josh McHenry. It's Roberta Bayshore's cousin, and he is 34 years old, and he went to be with the Lord this morning just unexpectedly. So we don't know exactly what happened, but we want to keep the Josh McHenry family in prayer as an unexpected loss occurred with the Bayshore extended family. Others this morning that we could lift up in prayer, or joys that you would like to share. I know this previous week was such a joy for me as well. There'll be a microphone coming around. If you can wait for that as you put your hand in the air, we would appreciate it.
Our family has a joy today. My grandmother turns 90.
Oh, congratulations. Congrats. 90 years old. Fantastic. Others this morning.
I just wanted to give you a little bit of an update that we don't have any update. We've asked for prayers of the family and friends of Thomas Pritchard. Tom was a good friend of mine and a scuba diver who went missing on a dive earlier this week. And he's missing and presumed dead. That's a difficult situation for the family because they really don't know where to proceed from this point since he's missing.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to gather here, to be able to share our hearts with one another, to be able to pray for each other, knowing that we serve a God that hears our prayers. Father, we especially want to lift up Tom to you this morning, and we know he's missing, we're presuming he's dead, but Lord, we're asking, Lord, that you would be with the family, that you would be with his wife and his friends and all those involved in this incident, Lord, that you would just give them comfort. We don't understand why these unexpected deaths happen, but Lord, we know that you hold our lives in your hands. And so, Lord, we turn to you this morning for peace and ask that you would be with us during this time of mourning, and also with Josh this morning as we mourn his loss. And we think, Lord, of Pete this morning. We're praying, Lord, in Jesus' name that you would place your healing touch upon him, Lord. We know that you have done many, many miracles. And we're praying, Lord, that you would provide a miracle for Pete and just allow that infection to be gone in Jesus' name. And we continue to think of Lloyd and pray for discernment in the process of treatment for him, Lord, whether to have treatment or not to, Lord. We're just placing Lloyd in your loving arms and asking you to give him wisdom, to give him guidance, and his family as well, Lord. Just hold them near and dear to your heart, Lord. And we love them as well, and just offer our encouragement to them during this time. And we lift up Michael to you this morning, Lord. Pray your guidance for him as he considers treatment options for his brain and the hole behind his ear, Lord. We're just praying that you would allow the doctors to know the best course of action for him, Lord. And just pray you would just allow him to find balance in life, to be able to know that you're near and that your love is evident for him each and every day. And we just pray for Michael this morning. And we lift up John Hoover and the complications he has with his heart, Lord. We're just praying your healing touch upon him as well this morning. Lord, you know exactly how our heart functions. You know every single in and out of our body. And we're just praying you would just restore John to health this morning. And we'll give you glory and honor and praise. And we think of Jen this morning and pray that you would continue to guide the doctors in her treatments as well, that you would bring her healing and just allow her to be whole and no longer experience headaches and discomfort throughout her days, Lord, and just allow her to have focus as she goes through her various studies, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that you meet us here in this place exactly where we are. And we're praying, Lord, now that you would hear our heart's cries, you would hear those prayers that we may not have spoken, but Lord, are on our hearts right now. And we just give them to you, Lord, in these next few moments of silent prayer, as well as our confessions, Lord. Father, we thank you that you are a loving God, that you're a forgiving God, that you have sent your Son that we could be forgiven because of the death that he suffered on that cross. But Lord, the grave could not contain him, and he rose again on the third day, conquering death and conquering sin in our lives. So Lord, each day we turn to you, we ask that we would surrender, we would allow you to be first in our lives, that you would be our priority, you would be our focus, Lord, as we go throughout our days, and our love and our lights would just shine into this world. Thank you for each one here this morning. Lord, you know what's happening in their lives, and I just pray that you would abundantly fill them and restore them and renew them this morning, letting them leave this place full of love and full of the Holy Spirit, knowing that you'll indeed guide us and direct us the days of our lives. So thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord calls us this morning to the communion table. Communion is fellowship with believers. Communion is remembering. And so this morning, as the deacons come forward to share in communion, may we remember Christ's broken body, Christ's shed blood. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to remember, to reflect on your broken body, to reflect on your shed blood. Lord, we pray that we would not do this in vain, but we would do this because we know that as we believe, as we walk in faith day by day, that it is you that we do our best to reflect. And it is through you that we have freedom and that we have forgiveness of sin. So may we do this communion together in remembrance. Amen. You may distribute. Body that walked this earth, a body that was born of a virgin, a perfect man's body, resembled here in this bread. It's broken for us. May you eat in remembrance of his broken body. Father, we do not claim to fully understand every single thing about Jesus. But Lord, we do pray that each day you would guide us and help us to know more about this Christian walk. Father, we pray that as we ate this bread as a symbol of your Son's broken body, that we would remember, that we would reflect on a daily basis what that means for us, the forgiveness of sin, the promise of eternal life, if only we confess our sins and we believe on your Son. So, Father, thank you for your Son's broken body. Amen. the blood of Jesus, something that was shed on a cross for us. Something that if we ever claim to fully understand would be foolish. But Jesus' blood poured out for each of us. As we drink, may we remember. Please distribute. Blood, something that makes many of us feel uncomfortable. Yet as we follow Jesus, who shed blood, was poured out for each of us, there's something about knowing Him that gives us peace and comfort. For we know that through His shed blood, we are protected and we are shielded by His love. May you drink in remembrance of Him. Father, words just aren't adequate to thank you for the blood that you poured out for each of us. Lord, we know that you endured suffering on the cross, that you gave your life for all people in all places. So, Father, we return thanks to you for that sacrifice. And ask, Lord, as we lead our lives here on this earth, that we would indeed be living sacrifices for you, that others would see you through us. We remember this morning, and we'll remember the remainder of the days of our life, the length, the depth that you went to. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please turn in your hymnals to
Amen. Such a beautiful, beautiful song to sing this morning. And he is calling each one of us home this morning. Maybe we've been finding ourselves astray. May we come home. May we find his grace and his peace. Let's pray for this morning's offering. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to give. Lord, we know this past week we experienced a multitude of your children coming forward, and without the giving of this congregation, it just wouldn't be possible to do Vacation Bible School. We think of other things here in this church and in this community that we support with our giving, and we pray that it would increase, that we might be able to do more to help those that may not know you come to know you. Father, thank you for each giver. Bless them, Lord. Bless them real good and allow them to know that through their giving, you are glorified. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you can see, the children had a marvelous time at Vacation Bible School. I'd like to invite them forward this morning. We're going to go on a little picnic this morning. Any children want to go on a picnic with Pastor Matt? I've got, I think, lots of food. My mom packed it for me, so I'm not really sure how much food I have. But come on down and let's see what type of picnic we can have together this morning. So let's see. My mom normally packs a really hefty lunch for me, but my lunchbox today really isn't feeling all that full. And it looks like we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, maybe 15 of us that we need to feed. Whoa, excuse me, just a moment. Hello? Yeah. Yeah, I was heading on a picnic. What are you up to today? Sure. Is it okay if my friends come along too? You all right with that? Yeah, the kid said that's cool. Yeah. All right, how many? Oh, 20 of them. Are we okay with 20 more? We don't even know how much food we have yet. Okay, bring them along. See you at Blue Marsh. Bye. Okay, well, 20 more people, that's up to 35 that we need to feed. I think we better open up what Mom packed for me and find out if we're going to be able to feed 35 people. Should we do it? Should we open the lunch bag? You wanna do so for me? Go ahead, let's see. Oh, I hope she packed bananas. I love bananas. Do you like bananas? Apples? Ooh, and cherry pie. Oh, Mom, really? Look what my mom packed me. One slice of bread. How many people do we need to feed?
Lots.
25? 35? Whoa, hold on. Yeah. No, dude, can't dirt bike today, man. No, I'm going on a picnic. Yeah, Blue Marsh. You want to come too? Hey, cool. Hey, he's bringing his friends. Is that okay? How many? Okay, sure. 20 more? Yeah, all right. Yeah, we'll see you there. I should have told him to bring food. Well, we'll just trust that this is going to be enough. So we need to make, how many are we up to now? 45 people?
Yeah.
45 people. Let's see.
45 pieces.
Well, this is a big piece of bread. Can everyone see how big this piece of bread is? Let's see if we can make 45 pieces out of this. Go ahead. You guys break pieces into there for me. Count them as you put them in there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We still need more. Can you break more pieces?
I
need to get to 45. Grab some pieces. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Why are the pieces getting smaller? 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45. Good. Hey. Wait a minute. How's that going to feed us? Do you see how big this piece of bread is?
Yeah.
You eat it. You tell me if it fills you. Yep. You're good? Thanks, man. That was beautiful. So the... No, the idea, when we took one piece of bread, we realized when we broke it into pieces to feed 45 people, that just wasn't going to be enough. So what we were going to need in order to feed enough people was a what? What was something Jesus did a lot of? What did he do with the sick? And he healed people. So in order, a miracle, I heard the word. We would need a miracle. And would you like a piece? It's just a bite. Anyone else want a bite? We would need a miracle in order for Jesus to make enough bread for our 45 friends to eat. And you know, that's exactly what Jesus will do. That'll fill you up? No, it's not going to. I needed the cherry pie, but it's not in here. Thanks, Mom. So what we learned this morning is Jesus takes something little, like that piece of bread, and he can make it abundant. And what we need to do is just trust in the Lord and the little things and allow him to make big things out of those. Now I only have six pieces left. You're right. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the miracles that we witness in the Bible. We know, Lord, that you're performing miracles even among us today. But Lord, we're praying that you would help us to trust you in the little things, to know that out of those little things, you're going to make big things. And so, Lord, help us to know that even when we feel like we don't have enough, you're always going to provide. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Bless these dear children. Amen. All right. Thanks for picnicking with me and my friends.
Jesus, why are you doing anything today?
I
mean, like, when I read the Bible, I see you do these incredible things, you know, like raising the dead and healing the sick and feeding the 5,000.
Right.
Why doesn't that kind of stuff happen today?
Well, Drew, things are still happening all around you.
I'm not seeing it. Like, for example, I'm thirsty and I want some water. Do you have any water for me?
Well,
of course you don't. See, this is what I'm talking about. It's like you don't even care about me.
No, Drew. Things are still happening, even today. You just need to pay attention.
Okay.
Hey, Drew, I just went to the store and they're having a buy one, get one free. What? You want a water?
Yeah.
Okay, enjoy.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Hmm. That's great.
That is great.
Now, you didn't have the water.
Right.
Then you had it. Boom.
I know. It's so lucky that cat walked by, you know, with two for one.
Did you say lucky?
Well, yeah.
No, Drew, you didn't have the water.
Right.
You needed it. Then you had it. You see how that works? Huh?
Oh, I see what you're doing. Oh, I'm so rude. I'm sorry. Hey, Kathleen, thank you so much for the water. Appreciate it. Now, would you show me something amazing?
Amazing.
Yeah, I want to see amazing things, you know, like Moses parting the Red Sea. That was amazing, right? How about the next time I'm stuck in traffic, I hit the steering wheel, the cars will split, and I cruise on through. That'd be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
I have a better idea. Keep your eyes open.
Okay. Excuse me.
Yes.
Hey, you dropped your
wallet. Thank you.
Sure, no problem. Okay, show me something amazing.
Yes,
amazing.
Of course.
Right. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't take anything from my wallet.
Whoa, I'm not a thief, right?
No.
No, you dropped your wallet, I picked it up and gave it back to you. Droppy, picky, givey. No takey.
I know. You know, thanks for your honesty. Here's 20 bucks.
What? Wait, hold on. She just gave me $20 for counteracting gravity? That's amazing.
Yes, that is amazing.
Oh, man, how awesome. Now, would you show me something big?
Excuse me?
Show me something big.
Drew, how can I expect you to see me in the big things when you can't even see me in the little things?
I'll set the scene up for you this morning. We're in John chapter 6, verses 1 to 21. And in those verses, we're going to find that Jesus is about to feed the 5,000. Now, when we look at the particular scripture passage, we find that those 5,000 only include the men. If we were to assume that the men were married, and when men get married, sometimes they have children. So theologians tend to guess that it was probably closer to 10,000 people that Jesus fed. We know that the disciples were trying to send them away. We know that there was one particular disciple, Philip, who we'll portray in a second, who said to Jesus, "How are we going to feed them? We need to feed them." And so he was the only disciple that truly had compassion. And so we pick up the scene from there. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, where are you? The crowds are gathering again. Jesus, where are you? Oh, there you are. He always has this way of climbing up on a mountainside when the crowds start pressing in against him. Jesus, do you see how many people there are out there? How are we going to feed them? Who, me? What? Me? No. No. Are you talking to me? No. Are you talking to me? Who, me? Jesus, that would take half a year's wages, and that would only give them a nibble. Jesus, it's just not possible. The rest of the disciples said, "Send them away." The rest of the disciples said, "They're not our problem. We didn't invite them." But then here comes this little boy. He's so cute. Look at this little boy. Look at his big smile. Oh, look, he's got a basket. What's in the basket, little boy? Oh, there's 5 pieces of bread. And there's 2 fish. Oh, such a cute little boy. He's offering us his basket of fish and his basket of bread to be able to help feed these 10,000 people. Thanks, little boy. Yeah, right, like we're going to be able to feed them with that. What are we going to do now? We can't. And so the disciples, we didn't have any faith. We really didn't know what Jesus was about to do. He was testing us, but all of a sudden, Jesus takes the basket. And when I say bread, we're talking little pieces of bread. We're talking dinner rolls. The kind that I'm like, "Hey, Jesus, pass the butter." Dinner rolls. And there were 5. And then the fish, you might as well call them minnows, whichever it may be. They weren't fish. They were fish. Minis, minnows. And so he takes the basket. And he takes and lifts it up towards the sky. And then he gives thanks. And he brings the basket back down and he tells us to have the people sit down. And let me tell you, when I started counting, I got to like 1,679. When I fall asleep at night, I get to like 150 and I'm out cold, counting sheep. And so he hands us these baskets. And we're in awe. We're in amazement. We cannot believe how many pieces of bread there are. And he goes, feed the multitudes. And we go out. You can imagine this wasn't fast food by any means. 10,000 people. It took a while. And it was a little warm that day. So the bread got distributed. And he does the same thing with these with these fish. And he lifts them towards the sky and he gives thanks. And then he brings the baskets down and the baskets are overflowing with fish. And he hands them out to the multitudes, the disciples and I. And I look at my piece of bread and I look at my fish and I wish I had tartar sauce. I wish I had a slice of cheese. Because it was warm enough that day, I could have had a tuna melt. Do you know what I mean? But then the crowds eat and eat. I've never seen people eat like that. They were just chowing down and chowing down. And finally, the guy in the back belched. And you knew it was over. And so Jesus, he tells us, go gather all the leftovers. And I look at this guy and I'm like, are you for real? Do you see the number of leftovers out there? And Jesus was like, I want you to gather the leftovers. And so I looked at the 11 and I'm like, all right, that's cool. And so we start our path into the green areas to gather the abundance. And when we say abundance, we had large baskets full of leftovers. Now, I don't know about you, but when I take leftovers home, they usually get in one of those little doggy bags and stay in the fridge long enough to go bad. But these leftovers reminded us of the abundance. And why 12? Why were there 12 leftover baskets? Was Jesus again trying to teach us something through the signifying of 12? I really never did learn why there were 12 baskets overflowing. Perhaps someday. But then the crowds see what Jesus has done. You could call it the miracle of miracles. And he was trying to teach a deeper meaning. But all they could see was the abundance. And they were full of joy. They were full of joy. And they start trying to crowd Jesus. All along they've been trying to make him this king that he never wanted in the first place. And so just like that, Jesus is gone. We've seen it before. He's retreated. He goes and spends time with his father. And after seeing the miracle the two of them just did, I can imagine why he spends so much time thanking him. Must be something we should learn to do as well. Well, it was getting evening by now. It was starting to get really dark. And the crowds, many of them were starting to fall asleep. And you could hear the roaring of a chainsaw as the forest was being cut down. Talk about snoring. The boat was nearby. I couldn't even see my hand in front of my face. But we got onto the boat and we wanted to go back to where we came from. We started out about 3-4 miles, about halfway there. And we realized the wind is picking up. And we're starting to get a bit scared. I was a little more afraid than most of them. That tuna melt I just had for lunch, it went overboard. And my stomach was feeling queasy. But the storm, it picked up and that boat rocked back and forth. We were afraid for our lives. And we remembered we left Jesus behind. But then it happened. We're looking over the side of the boat, some of us still getting rid of our fish and bread, others just hanging on for dear life. And we see an image on the water. He's walking on water. And we're terrified. We're like freaked out. Like, what is going on right now? And then he says, it is I. Don't be afraid. And then some of the disciples reached their hand out. One actually fell over. Jesus helped him back on. And they pulled Jesus aboard. And in that moment, the sea became calm. And we thought to ourselves, who is this man that he has control even over the seas. And not only that did the seas calm, but we were at our destination a lot faster than we anticipated. And so we reached the shore, and later the next day, the crowds start pressing in again. And they were there because they were just fed. They had been walking for 3 days towards this feast. Many of them probably rolled in as the Jewish leaders awaited for them. But some of them were like, let's go see what Jesus is up to next. And he starts to teach again. And we'll pick up there next week. Recognizing today, though, that Jesus, even though we may have little, even though we may not see the miracles like he's performed in the scriptures, is still at work. He's still calling out to you and I. Is our response going to be, who, me? No, are you talking to me? Or is it going to be, here I am, Lord, use me? Would you please rise for our closing hymn this morning? Jesus took the bread and the fish, and he gave thanks, and he distributed it. May he take our lives, may we give thanks, and may we distribute or carry Jesus' love to others. Amen. Amen.